Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Paula. Oh, no, Paula's gone. Let's try Jeff in Maryland. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to kind of throw out a little nationwide red alert to all the activists and protesters.
Wait a minute. Before you go on, Jeff, you get around, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just, you know, I think this is important because I think this really is especially important to maybe the one that organized demonstrations and protests, you know, but I think it applies to everyone. I'd just like to take a couple of minutes and talk about what Bush and Cheney and, the rest of the cowards in our executive branch and intelligence agencies are doing, preying upon, innocent people.
I'd like to point out something. They're not in my executive branch. I don't have an executive branch.
Well, it's
their executive branch.
Well, speaking, in terms of the executive branch of our government, Bush, Cheney, and the rest of the cowards in the intelligence agencies. But what they're doing, guys, is these people are dangerous. They're attacking people.
Well, they're politicians. Of course they're dangerous. Elected politicians.
Well, let me explain one of their dangerous programs that they're doing. They're targeting innocent people that are doing nothing more than organizing politically. And what they're doing is they have this little thing that looks like a pencil lead. And it's used in oil-producing countries like, Iraq and Texas and other things. Now, what they're doing is they may go to the water department and get a water uniform. These are federal agents. They go to your house. They put this little device into your water line. It looks like a little pencil lead. They use their lead line gloves, and they go in and they put this in your water line. Now, it's like a uranium P-35 or something like that. But
okay.
Basically, what it does is it's like that. And then they go back and then they they use a little wire copper screen, and then they put it inside your water line. But, some people do drink the water out of their faucet, and even though they have filters and other things like that. And it's the same thing as inducing a radioactive substance. Now, the legitimate purpose for this device that they use, what it's supposed to be used for, is, again, it's oil-producing countries, Texas, Iraq, and other places, is they put this device in the ground, they use some dynamite, blow it up, and then they figure out which way the fissures in the ground are running. That way they can decide whether they need to drill for oil. But what our psychopath, coward federal agents are using it for is they're taking this little device and they're going and putting it in the water line.
The purpose of poison? They're trying to poison people?
They're using this device that causes cancer. It's radioactive substance. And eventually, your dog's hair starts falling out. Your goldfish dies.
What evidence do you have? I mean, this is one of the most, I would say, radical, paranoid things you've ever called about.
This is confirmed by a former government agent whistleblower named John Gary Peeler from Little Rock, Arkansas. He told me personally, I met John several times. He gave me a lot of information about things that the government was doing. And he gave me a tremendous amount of information. And this is one of the things that he told me that they were doing. And, of course, he became whistleblower when he found out how they were doing dirty deals on people, killing people, setting people up.
So how do you know this guy was a former government agent? Did he just tell you that?
No, he didn't tell me that. He gave me documentations. He showed me stuff that, like when all the way back when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, he showed me letters and stuff like that that was addressed to him. He showed me newspaper articles that involved him. I saw a picture of
him.
So
all you have is this guy's word. That's all you have. You don't really
have any real
evidence.
He gave me all types of newspaper clippings, a picture in a publication.
You're telling me that there was a newspaper article about these devices being put into people's water lines to allegedly poison them?
There was a newspaper article where he was there was a case of a guy that was claimed to be he wanted the guy to build a zip gun or something like that, and like a homemade gun, a zip gun, and then they said that the agent John Feeler entrapped him, so the case was thrown out, and there was a newspaper article about it. He showed it to me.
But that's not an article about the little lead thing that you're
talking
about.
Oh, well, they're not going to publish an article about that.
You have no evidence of that just beyond what this guy says, right?
Well, that's
so it's hearsay. So essentially, you're on the air repeating hearsay, right?
Well, at the very least, I mean, you know, he's claiming that he knows that the guy's a federal agent, or was.
That's what he's claiming.
He was a federal agent.
So?
With the ATF, and he was involved.
I don't think that makes somebody credible necessarily. I mean, somebody can be a doctor too, and that doesn't mean they're credible. I mean, you go and watch Penn and Teller's BS, and you'll see all kinds of doctors offering all kinds of quackery.
If you find out that this is this little device, this little uranium P-35 is the same thing as ingesting. Radioactive substance. I mean, you know, it would seem.
Oh, it sounds awful. I mean, if what you're saying is true, it's certainly awful.
I mean, you know,
even if there's
the slightest bit of change, which I do believe is true, because everything he's told me has come out to be true. Everything.
So, Jeffy, got a question.
His son is in federal prison right now for framing for murder. His son was put in an Arkansas state prison. Okay, they framed him for murder without a body. There was no blood, no hair, no evidence whatsoever. He got railroaded by a judge in Arkansas.
So, Jeff, are you suggesting that they're poisoning or they're trying to make these activists sick? You're saying the people that are trying to lead activism.
I'm saying
movements?
That everybody needs to check their waters. What I'm saying.
Well, who are they targeting?
Who do you get to check this stuff? I mean, I had to check the water. I had to send it to a government agency.
I would call a private company and have them check the water.
Yeah, water companies, purification companies, and stuff like that will come.
They're checking for uranium-233?
I doubt that.
No, uranium-P-35 is like a radioactive substance.
Okay.
And this is...
Hold on, Jeff. Who are they trying to target with this? Are they targeting... You're saying they're targeting activists?
I'm saying that anyone, you know, any activist protester that they may think, you know, deem as a threat to the government, especially ones that organize... massive demonstrations and things like that. Guys, I'm not being paranoid. No. I'm just going by what a former government agent, a whistleblower, has told you.
Now, right. Jeff.
No, he did tell me. I met him several times.
But you're alleging that because it's hearsay. Go ahead, Mark.
I just moved into a new house and all my goldfish died. I want to know when the federal agents got in. No, they did. They all died. When did the federal agents get into my house? Because I'm pretty much there all day. I work from there. How do they lure me out?
They can come to your door and just say, they're with the water department. They can go out to the water meter. They don't have to go in your house.
There's no water meter. It's a well, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it's a well.
Just like so much work to
why not just
take
bump
someone
them
out?
Off?
Well, bump them off or just plant some cocaine in their car or something, pull them over, throw
them. Your hair might start falling out. I mean, it's a way that they can kill you and say, well, it's a natural cause, cancer did it. But they don't say that, then they can say, well, oh, they don't know that we induced the cancer. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I see where you're coming from. I'd love to hear more. I'd love to see some real tangible evidence, Jeff.
If I recall, John told me, I don't know, I can't say for certain that it's on there, but I think I remember him telling me that he did an interview with Pastor Tony Alamo.
Okay? Whoever.
Pastor Tony Alamo with Alamo Ministries. He has a website, Alamo Ministries. Now,
God's Last Stand, the Alamo Ministries.
It talks about his son. I don't know if this is part of that or not, but it talks about his son, and he told me that Tony Alamo, that they targeted him because he has a worldwide newsletter that he sends out, and he talks about the government, and they targeted Tony, too.
Even though you have no evidence whatsoever of this, it's an interesting allegation, Jeff. I would love to see some real evidence, some hard evidence.
Look on that
evidence.
Website, Tony Alamo's website, and see former government agents.
I have a feeling it's going to be a long,
clips.
Rambling, crazy website. But
it's a free web, some sense.
Yeah, what's the website?
I'm talking about Alamo Ministries.
What's the website?
It's Alamo Ministries. Tony, just type in Alamo Ministries on a Google search, and there's some audio by John Peeler.
Jeff says they're poisoning people. You can look into it and decide for yourself.
Well,
Jeff, thanks for the call tonight, dude.
With,
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the call.
I want those federal agents to bring me my goldfish back.
Mark is probably just hard water.
Dead.
1-800-259-9231.
You know, when you introduce, fish just die, right? When you introduce
especially
them to a new environment.
Yeah, whatever.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, Paula apparently is back on the line, so we will talk to Paula.
She knows something about this.
She may.
Let's
ask her about it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 22, 2008. Gold opened at $968.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $996.03, $490.45 for half ounce, and $245.23 for quarter ounce. That's $996.03, $490.45, and $245.23.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with a lot of our listeners. There's over 350,000 posts to surf around through. All kinds of different issues, serious, fun. You'll find it all. It's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI does collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They're also the number one, the biggest sponsor of the show, Free Talk Live. We have one heck of a time broadcasting right now without SACL CAI helping us out. So if you know somebody who has collections issues or accounts receivable issues, Talk to them about SACL CAI, please. That's SACL CAI.
As we continue with your calls, Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Some legal stuff on this of this young man. I'm very, very proud of him. Anyways, what he needs to do, he should have already done. He should report
Sam?
Him to the Judicial Qualification Committee.
Oh, you're talking about Sam. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network.
Yeah.
With his courtroom shenanigans.
Yeah. Okay, now he can have him removed from his job. Okay, now anything in that court tomorrow will be considered unconstitutional, which it makes it automatically null and void.
Darn, Paula, I didn't know you had any advice for Sam. Otherwise, I'd have brought you on.
Yeah, I did. I told the young man I had some, you know, stuff for him.
Well, I know he's still listening, so I'm sure he's eagerly taking notes. Now, how did you feel about that last call from Jeff, where he was alleging that there was some sort of uranium poisoning being done of the activists' water supply in America?
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, as sick as these people are, they're
so you've not
government.
Seen anything on the fax machine about that?
No.
No, okay. Well, as
anyway,
far as I'm concerned,
is,
Paula, you are the arbiter of these things. If it hasn't come across your fax machine, it doesn't exist.
It's not real until it comes across the fax.
Anyway, it's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm trying to give him some information, okay? Tomorrow,
yes, right.
This
back to
court
Sam.
Is unconstitutional. That means anything that happens is null and void. That's the law.
Well, I don't know if that's going to prevent him from being thrown into a cage, though. It seems like they don't care about their constitution.
The court would be considered unconstitutional since they are not following the constitution of
but
the
what
state.
He might have to
all
do is,
courts, though.
Right, but he's going to end up, I mean, he may end up in a cage as a result of this, and then he'll have to appeal.
He can state this.
Sure.
He can have, you know, a constitutional attorney go with him.
Well,
he's
not going to do
himself.
That. He's not going to hire an attorney. Now, that much I know.
Well, the thing is that somebody should have helped him, should have stood up and helped him. But
he's been doing
is,
a pretty good job all by himself, actually.
Yeah, he has. He has done a wonderful job. Yeah. I'm really, really proud of him. But the thing is, he needs to go in there and tell the judge to his face, since you're not following the Constitution of the state and of the federal government, that this court is unconstitutional by law. Everything you say or do will be null and void. And he can state that.
There you go. Now, you've got some advice from Paula, and Paula, I thank you for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate hearing from
you. Well,
there's
some more I wanted to tell you.
Oh, is there? All right. Fine.
Okay. About, I don't know if you've heard about this, but it was on Alka's program today, that they're switching over the Internet to the Internet 2. Now, a lot of you will probably
heard
be
about
off,
this.
Off the Internet, okay? They're not going to allow everybody on there. They're only going to let you go to corporate places.
Mm.
And the thing is, this is unconstitutional.
Sounds devious.
They're trying to stop freedom of speech, which is against the law. I called my cousin Kevin Martin up there at SEC, and I talked to his secretary about
it. Kevin Martin is your cousin?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
You're related to everyone,
Paula. Paula Martin?
Well, anyway, the thing is, this is against the law. And matter of fact, I had an idea that everybody seems to like this idea, is that we start a private Internet other than this one. And that way they can't stop anybody.
Well, I don't claim to know enough about the actual structure of the Internet, and I doubt you know, Paula.
Program, he has all the information on it, okay? But another
I've actually contacted those guys, and they didn't return my call. So.
But anyway, another thing, too, about this salmonella, FDA said they don't know where the source of this is, and
that's
so
right.
You need to call people.
I thought it was a pepper. I thought it was a hot pepper now.
Well, they're warning peppers,
okay.
They're not
they
sure.
They don't know where the source is coming from, but it's coming from Idaho. And when those tornadoes hit over there in the Midwest, it picked this stuff up and it spread it. And matter of fact, they're talking about now of bringing some to every state.
Well, you better cook your food, I guess, before you eat it. Paula,
I know where salmonella comes from.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259. You've got chickens on your property, Mark.
Yep.
Better look out.
Don't eat them raw.
It'd be awful. nice little chickens. I'm not going to eat them.
Yeah, Someone's going to.
You don't really go for the rare chicken. Dude.
You don't think the director of security is going to kill those chickens someday?
Probably one or two of them relatively quickly.
All right. 800-259-9231. What was Paula talking about for the last thing? I felt like I wanted to comment, but it just blew by.
The Internet.
The Internet. Look, I am, while I am kind of I'm definitely a geek. I like the Internet and I like technology. I don't claim to know exactly how it all works behind the scenes. But what I do know is that the people in the world of technology are pretty liberty-minded from what I can tell, from my experience and talking to other people that are deeper into the world of technology than myself. they like the idea that the internet's a relatively free place, and they want to keep it that way. We had Michael Hampton on from HomelandStupidity.us a few days ago.
Michael Hampton knows how the internet works.
Right, telling us about the hacker conference that just occurred over the weekend in New York City. And I can tell you that these people, these hackers, are not going to want their freedom taken away from them. They are not going to go without a fight. And if the government tries to do what Paul is suggesting, and that is, you know, force everyone onto some super regulated internet thing where you're not, secondary internet, where you're not actually allowed to visit anything outside of a specified circle of websites, then those guys are going to be hacking the, you know, the defense computers or something in return. They're going to create those alternatives she was talking about, the private internet, which, by the way, already exists. There are already things that are in anonymizing services, and there are actually already private encrypted internets out there that people can get involved in. So that actually does exist, but I don't know if it's it hasn't been popularized or anything like that, so it's really kind of the exclusive realm of the total internet geeks. But that said, the technology does exist today for that, and these guys are really, I think we can count on the internet people out there to keep the internet free, because the government can't move fast enough to regulate the internet and to change things.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I'm not concerned. Not one iota.
The computer geeks will save us, that's what you're saying?
Absolutely. I trust them. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
And Mark, and who else is there?
Toby is here.
How's it going?
Toby, I thought so. Okay. Well, yesterday, the subject of Abraham Lincoln was brought up.
Yes.
And Mark said that he basically said we should concede that the Civil War was about slavery. And I about threw something that wasn't mine, because that's not really honest.
Okay.
Saying that the Civil War is about slavery is like saying the American Revolution was about tea. It was, in fact, the Southern states wanted to secede for the same broad reasons that the American colonies wanted to secede from the British Crown. That was tariffs that were, well, like around 33%, I think it was. That were, first of all, unconstitutional, you know, not that they would have been right even if they were, but they were literally impoverishing the Southern states to the point where it made slavery economically necessary. Not that justifies slavery either.
And weren't they, and I kind of mentioned that, but I really wasn't familiar enough with the situation. Weren't they essentially tariffs that were being levied against Southern business people versus in the Northern, their Northern counterparts were not being taxed in the same way?
Yeah, that was part of it.
They were protecting the northern businesses at the expense of the southern ones. I know you had more points, so hang on, Dan. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Toby.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. What if a socialist became president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. By the way, Mark and myself, we are both Free State Project members. We moved here to New Hampshire as early movers for the Free State Project almost 2 years ago at this point, and it has been a fantastic experience, surrounded by some of the best activists and just the nicest people that you will ever come across here in the Free State Project movement. In fact, we were hanging out with a bunch of Free Staters over the weekend, and Toby, you came out to this as well.
Yes, I would be.
You're a New Hampshire native.
Yeah, I would be, but I'm already here.
And we all went to the event called Burning Porcupine, which was the first one ever. It was organized not by the Free State Project, but by some of the members of the Free State Project, some of the activists, and it was a great little event. It was bigger than I actually expected it to be. It was basically a camp out and a party in the woods of Grafton, which is kind of a real rural area in New Hampshire, and there were like 40 to 50 people there.
Just when we were there.
Right, and I hear that there was over 100 people that had been in and out throughout the last week.
And what I liked about it is it was so unorganized, it was always cool that way. There's no centralization of organization, right, which makes you be able to, whatever kind of activism you like, you get to do it. So that's what made that event and many other events a lot of fun.
You can actually see some footage from this weekend's Burning Porcupine. One of the things that went on was the funeral for the Libertarian Party. It It's dead. Yeah, right. The Libertarian Party is long dead at this point, at least for several months it's been dead. And so they finally buried it, gave it a proper funeral at Burning Porcupine. And Toby, you were there on behalf of Free Minds TV, and you caught some footage of it, and you actually edited it into a nice little package, which people can go to freekeen.com, and they can see it's pretty much right there at the top of the page at this point.
Yes, it's humorous. And that was right after the Libertarian picnic, so there still are both sides of the issue there. So it's
the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire had a picnic there right before the funeral for the Libertarian Party. So interesting occasion, and it's kind of a fun video, so go and see that. Let's go back to Dan in Pennsylvania calling about the Civil War. And was it about slavery? Was it about something a little bit more? And it sounded like you had some more points to make, Dan, so I wanted to make sure you had a shot here.
Yeah. Well, like you brought up, it did have something to do with the unequal tariffs. The tariffs were almost entirely directed at the South. And Lincoln actually ran on a platform of protection of home business against foreign competition. He considered the southern states to be foreign states, and he actually blockaded the eastern sea routes at one point before the war. Now, that was when the South decided to fire on Fort Sumner,
really?
Which was actually on their property, or on their side of the line.
Mm-hmm. You said it was before the war. You said that they that he blockaded before the war, but that they decided to fire on Fort Sumter. I mean, they had seceded at that point, right?
Right. Well, basically, if I remember my history correctly, they had ceded Fort Sumter to the federal army at that time under the condition that Lincoln did not fortify any of the forts that were on southern property, which he promptly proceeded to do. And what would you do if you saw federal troops marching over farmland and just trampling it on their way to fortify troops? Which were under agreement not to be fortified. It was an invasion of sovereign territory, and that was actually when the secession happened, after the invasion. Also, as you mentioned yesterday, slavery wasn't even brought up until 2 years into the war. So although that did have something to do with it, and there was some political posturing about it in the period before the war, it was really not a reason for the secession.
I just don't agree. And the thing is I've looked at other, besides like the libertarian exclusive type history out there, I've looked at other stuff. Wikipedia mentions nothing about the tariffs, which I know that I believe they exist. Why, of course?
Because
libertarians are rife on Wikipedia.
That's true, but Wikipedia is not unbiased. It's basically, anyone can edit it, and the majority of people believe what the history books have said since the 1950s, by the way. Every history book before then at least had some honesty about it.
There's not even a mention of anything besides.
It sounds like it's been sanitized.
There's no dispute icon on it. Nothing.
It's probably too politically incorrect to.
Okay, so we can dispute Wikipedia, which we use constantly on this show. We'll just, say that.
Usually,
it's
when
no
we're
good.
Talking about Wikipedia, it has to do with, some things that aren't as controversial, at least from what I can recall.
Everything I've looked at on Wikipedia has had has been good as
well,
far
what do you think
as
will
both sides.
What would happen if you tried to edit it and put in something about the tariffs? What do you think would happen?
I don't really know enough about it to go in and edit and sound reasonable about it.
Well, they could just bump you right out, right? I mean, can't you look at the changes to the page and actually see who's tried to do what? I mean, if you really cared enough to do that.
You can do all that stuff.
But supermajority of people there are in favor of the official government story about the Civil War.
They would have to dispute it, not just kick you out, summarily. They would have to dispute the facts.
I don't know much about Wikipedia, so I can't really comment. I'll take your word for it, though. Dan, any thoughts?
Yeah, if you really want to know the truth, just look at the records of the discussion that happened in Congress, both in the South and the North, Lincoln's speeches, the speeches of Jefferson Davis in the South, what the abolitionists were saying. The abolitionists were in favor of secession for the most part because they understood that federal law protected slavery and that only by decentralization could they achieve their goals. I mean, if you actually go to look at the source documents, not necessarily what Wikipedia cites entirely, but, actual things that were being said by the politicians, by the secessionists, the federalists, and the abolitionists at the time, it pretty much backs up the fact that Lincoln started a war to keep his tariffs.
And it sounds like you have actually gone and done those things and read those documents?
Because when I first heard it, I despised it, and it made me angry because Lincoln was a Republican hero, and you know, I certainly was not in favor of slavery. But the more I looked into it, the more I realized that that what had been said to me in government school just didn't jive.
Interesting call, Dan. I appreciate you dialing in tonight because it's been thought-provoking, and thank you for making it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So your question, Mark, is why is there no dispute icon on this disputable story about slavery on Wikipedia? And maybe somebody that knows more about the internal politics of Wikipedia and how the whole situation there works can call and explain their hypothesis as to why no one is disputing the, you know, what is it sounds like, the official government story being parroted there.
It sounds like exactly like the official government story. I mean, I know that they're, you know, it's certainly they can't have everything on Wikipedia, but and I know that there were taxes that were unfair to the South as opposed to the North.
Yeah, Wikipedia does mention that the Lincoln did raise tariffs, but it doesn't mention how that
was a factor.
Right. So
I want to hear from you. Maybe you know more about Wikipedia than we do. Dial in at 800-259-9231 in the meantime to the email box. Again, from Xander, he says, I've got a burning question for the show concerning libertarianism. I am a lifelong Democrat, but I like a lot of what I hear from the libertarian movement, so I'm starting to lean towards it. I'm for whatever system is best for the country. There are just a few issues I have, and this is one of them. I believe deregulating businesses would be bad for the economy and public safety. There are two main examples I want to use, the mortgage crisis and disinformation by drug companies. First, with the housing market, Bush signed a law which allowed people who had no business getting home loans, and now we're suffering the results of that decision in the form of the mortgage crisis. Yes, it's their individual irresponsibility, but unfortunately, it ends up affecting us all for the worse. If we completely deregulated businesses, they would be able to make more unfair practices by burying the details in that that matter in the fine print. We'll continue with Xander's email and respond and take your calls as well, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, and of course you can bring up anything, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You get the shopping done you need to do, because you've got to buy stuff to live and entertain yourself, and Amazon's got all of that. They've got 41-plus categories for you to shop in, including used items. Whatever it is you buy, if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to the email from Xander, who says he's a lifelong Democrat, starting to warm up to these pro-liberty ideas we're talking about on the program, but he's a little concerned by two main issues. Would be deregulating businesses. This is one of his issues that he has. And he talks about how the housing crisis is a bad situation. He's concerned. He says if we completely deregulated businesses, they'd be able to make more unfair practices by burying the details that matter in the fine print. He says this is already happening with credit card companies, but these problems would be made worse. There's a fine line between buyer beware and getting caught in a greedy corporation's speed trap to maximize profits.
Well, I think what we need to look at is how the government may have contributed to this. They've been cutting the interest rates, making more money available. It's easier to lend out money. They cut the interest rates down from like 5 to 2% or something, putting all this money out in the economy, making bankers loan out more money, and their government is a huge part to blame for this. If we didn't have the government controlling the interest rate with the Fed getting their fingers involved, I don't think we'd be in the situation we are in now.
Well, I totally agree with you, Toby, and as a matter of fact, I agree to the point that you can't even discuss anything that happens in the mortgage industry without blaming the government, because banks are essentially little franchises of the Federal Reserve to some extent.
It's true.
And so, therefore, what banks do is completely and tacitly controlled by the government. The government is responsible for our mortgage crisis. Let's take a better example like Enron. Enron's a nasty,
bad
corporation. And they are. They lied on their books, they cooked the books, and they, you know, their investors, their corporate heads, you know, everybody except the people at the very, very top, those people benefited. Everybody else got screwed. The employees, the...
Weren't you a stockholder?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
And, you know, I had 100 shares of Enron, and, you know, now I've got a worthless piece of paper. So
shouldn't you get restitution?
Well, I'm on some kind of lawsuit. I'll probably get $1.50 when all said and done a decade from now.
Right, after the lawyer takes his fee.
Right.
Right.
You know, and it's all I had to do is sign this piece of paper, and then mm-hmm. you know, he gets my whatever. My children, I don't know what the lawyer gets. But the situation is with Enron is, well, you know, there wasn't a lot of due diligence done. The big companies, the big mutual funds out there, they didn't do their due diligence with the Enron Corporation. And if their books weren't wide open and the clarity right there where these big companies could look in, they wouldn't invest. Believe me, they wouldn't invest. Yeah, there's always going to be somebody on the inside who can tell some lies, and you can believe that there would be some lies told, but hopefully you can get rid of the really big lies like Enron. And because of the SEC and all that other stuff, people assume that, you know, all this shenanigans is being taken care of. They think that the government's taking care of this crap for themselves. If the government wasn't there to not take care of it and give people this false sense of security, then they would have to look for themselves. I can tell you, I did not look into Enron properly when I bought it. My broker, who also invested at the same time, is a good friend of mine. It's the only loss he ever had for me. He put his money in at the same time. He said, "Oh, this looks good." You know, he looked at the numbers and compared it to all the other stocks out there, and he's like, "This looks really, really good." And it did at the time look really, really good.
Yeah.
And it tanked a week later. So,
but he's saying that you need the government to help you, Mark.
I don't. All those stocks that I made money on, I did it without the government, I swear.
But, okay, what about his point about the fine print, where he's saying that he believes without government regulation, the fine print will become even finer, and there'll be more details buried in, you know, pages and pages of fine print that
there are organizations, big banks like Merrill Lynch and those kind of things, and they're going to have their own fine print that's going to say, look, when I invest in your company, I'm still using the Enron example here because using a mortgage example is incredibly difficult. The government is the problem with mortgage, so I'm using Enron. Merrill Lynch is also going to have its own fine print, and Enron's going to have its books open that much wider. Otherwise, Merrill Lynch is going to say, look, we don't do investments
with
you.
Yeah, but what about on a credit card? Let's talk about the individual consumer, just the average Joe going out and getting a credit card and getting screwed over, you know, by some sort of terms in the fine print. He's saying that government's out there protecting people from that from happening more. And he's saying it'll happen more without the government.
Well, the government has things called usury laws, among other things that control credit card companies, which are banks. They have usury laws, which say that you can't have an interest rate above 22% APR or whatever. And, you know, granted, there will be definitely credit cards with higher interest rates. However, I will use none of them because I won't need to, because my credit's better, and some credit card company will come along and offer me a better rate because I'm a better person to have. However, the people who have the crappiest credit out there will have an opportunity to have a credit card. Currently, they really can't, and they still have these essentially usurious cards.
No, I think this all comes back to the education system in general. We're in this education system where we believe that the government's taking care of us, so we don't need to read that fine print. So it really comes back to the individual educating themselves, and no, the government isn't completely taking care of you already. You should be doing your research on your own. It's an investment. That means you can lose money. It's a credit card. That means they're going to charge you interest. You should educate yourself. But the education system that we're in teaches us, don't worry about it. Government will take care of you. They have these safety checks put into place where you won't get screwed by any businesses because we're regulating them. So it always comes back to the user in the end anyways.
Here's a viewpoint that might be worth it to add to this discussion about the idea of contracts and how, from what I understand of all legitimate contracts, you have to have two parties. Both parties have to be consenting to the agreement and understanding, and there has to be a meeting of the minds, and you know, they've got to get it before they can sign the contract, basically. When you're entering into an agreement with a credit card company, you're entering into an agreement with a corporation, essentially, right? So how is it that, like, they don't actually have to sign their side of the agreement? Does that invalidate that in some way, shape, or form?
I don't think so. No, if you put an agreement in front of you, you know,
presumed they've already signed,
right,
basically.
You know, they're making an offer, you're signing and agreeing to the offer.
Here's my idea. I absolutely empathize with Xander in that I don't like fine print. I don't like having to read a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo,
nope.
And I'm not interested in doing that. And I would like, what I think would be interesting to see is, in the absence of government, would we see kind of competition driving away fine print? Because doesn't a lot of fine print exist to CYA, to cover the butts of these companies from various different legal aspects? I mean, isn't it possible that we could have less fine print in a marketplace?
Well, a lot of fine print's there to screw you. He's absolutely right. A lot of fine print is there to screw you. However, increased competition in the area will, you know, we'll have people pare down their fine print.
Let me give you an example. From our business perspective here on Free Talk Live, if you're a radio station, you're looking at different shows to add to your radio station, you can look over at some of the other syndicators, and you can look at Free Talk Live, and our agreement's one page long. It's really easy to read, versus a lot of these other, you know, big corporations that have all kinds of clauses and things in their contracts that are very nasty in comparison to our agreement. So one of the things that helps Free Talk Live get on more stations is the fact that we're so flexible and we're so easygoing, and I mean, we're actually doing that in our industry, so
that's
I think we could
true.
See that. In addition, what you might see happen is if there's this demand for people understanding contracts, you could have contract insurance. And I think that's a big factor, and we don't talk about it very often in this program, of the factor of contract insurance, where essentially you get a third party to insure the contract and ensure both parties will, you know, adhere to the terms of the agreement. Well, part of that contract insurance service could be consulting with your client to make sure they understand exactly what it is they're getting into. You know, highlighting the most important terms of the contract and saying, you need to know this, and you need to know this, and you need to know this before you get into this contract. So to where people that were concerned about entering into these agreements would be able to hire somebody in to help them understand it better.
Right. And, you know, there's the sort of the industry standard will define what people can understand inside their what the meeting of the minds would be and what it wouldn't be. If, for instance, on the 44th page of the 89 pages of fine print, they mention in there that they get your firstborn child.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be part of the industry standard and wouldn't make sense in a mortgage or a credit card application. So any court of arbiters, when you say, look, I'm not giving up my kid, these people are nuts, is going to say, no, this is crazy. We're not going for this.
So there's all kinds of different things that could happen in the free marketplace, and then it's multiple sizes to fit different wants and different needs, which, of course, the government can't possibly offer because it's one size fits all. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.